Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Give me something I can dance to.
The COVID virus—it's all politics. It's really funny how the last four viruses showed up on election year. You got the stars, you got the COVID, you got the swine flu, and you got the fourth one—I forget what it is right now. They all showed up on election year, you know, and. It's been around, the COVID's been around since the early 1900s. It's just a different strain right now. You don't know which one you get, whether it affects you or not. You know, 95-96% of the people don't get any symptoms. You know, it's, so all you can do is maintain your distance and you know, whatever, mask ain't doing you any good. You know, they're still arguing over that. You know, but the politicians are just trying to control the people. You know, and you look at all the rest of the countries, you know, with a large population, they just tax them to death, and so they can keep them broke and keep them under control. You know, that's all about all it is. They just scare the shit out of people. You know, but what I want to know, New York's got all control, all the newspapers and the media, Silicon Valley, and Hollywood's got control of everything. None of it's true. It's all social media bullshit because you can't sell the truth. You know, so who do you believe? That's the question. You know, and I guess now the people, there's three or four strains flying around now, and certain places got the weak one, and certain places got the strong one. But how do you avoid it in the city? You can't. But it's just. But it'll backfire pretty quick. You know, there's some other politician got caught with five different houses, people from five different houses at Thanksgiving dinner. One of the Bay Area politicians. So they ought to practice what they're preaching. That's, you know, and they got a recall out for Newsom now. They already got over half the signatures they need. You know, and they got till the 10th of March to finish out their petitions. So, you know, so I mean, they're just trying to control the people and break them. And the alcohol sales and the suicide rates went through the roof. You know, I forget what the percentage is now, it's under 25 that in California the suicide count is. Just because of the BS. Sonny's the only one I know that died from it, but there has been other people in town with it, but they brought it to town with them. You know, one of the guys come over a couple weeks ago, he's from Sacramento, he got sick and went to RCMS and took the test and tested positive. You know, and that's how it gets here. People from out of town bring it in. You know, and I guess there's been quite a few cases in Wall, but again, people are bringing it in. You know, and you go to all these other places and you talk to people. Nobody knows anybody that's got it up until the last week. You know, now people can't go anywhere for Christmas because relations have got it that they planned on going to see. So, a lot of them were going to the Bay Area, but now they're not. So, with everything shut down, there's not much to do. Go home, go to work, go home, go to work. And they're talking June or July now before they open it back up. But it seems to me a lot of the people in the cities are starting to get ready to revolt because they're going to reopen the schools pretty quick. And that's another one. Newsom's got his kid in school, never missed a day. Send him to private school, he goes to school every day. None of this Zoom BS. We'll see. And then the vaccine's coming out. Who's going to take it and who ain't? I ain't taking it. One thing, I went through the blood and shit with the fire department and stuff. My system doesn't take synthetics. And the FDA, everything they got synthetic. So the shot's more than likely not going to do me any good at all. And if you give somebody a shot, you got to wait X amount of time and take a blood test to see if the shot works. All the shots I took in school, they never took no test. And we were exposed to hepatitis playing ball. They never took no test. The main ingredient in most of the vaccines is the same ingredient that's in Roundup. You know, and people are getting, 50 years later, they're getting the after effects from the shots. Alzheimer's, shingles, I don't know what all else, but what are you going to get when you take these vaccines? Down the road. And from what I gather now, there's three different companies that got vaccines. Which one are you going to take? Pfizer got the first one out, which Biden's got millions and millions of dollars worth of stock in. I forget the other one just come on in the last couple days. The other one, it's a short name, I forget the name of it, but there's another one right behind them. What happens. And there is, I guess in New York, there's already people that are coming down sick after the vaccine because they don't have an immune system probably to start with. Then taking that on top of it, they don't have a reaction. So, like I said, they're shooting people up in the Bay Area left and right. And I guess they got 40,000 miles the other day or something. We're going to see what happens. People might realize finally, you know, South Dakota never shut down. The people took responsibility on themselves to keep their distance and all this stuff. And, you know, they may learn things from bad experiences. Because, I mean, the biggest thing now is, you know, that everybody goes around, they got you locked down in houses. If somebody walks in the house with it, the whole house is going to get it. You know, lockdown, not the answer. And I hope they learn from that one. You know, but like I say, what do you do in the city? There's no escape. But just like I say, it's another strain of virus that they'll learn about, figure it all out before it's over. But being that mutates, you can come back again. But they'll be ready for it next time, hopefully. Oh yeah, there's nothing to do. You know, like I say, you get up, you go to work, and back home. You know, grocery stores are open, post office open, the bank's open, but none of the rest of the business are open. And you can go out and do anything. You know, but, I mean, I got lots of things to do at home, keep myself busy from getting bored. You know, but just, you know, social. The social life, I mean, like I said, the alcohol and the suicide rates went through the roof because people stay at home. You know, a lot of other things, you know. People bought all the goddamn cannon jars and all the seeds and shit off the shelf for something to do at home. Yeah, that. The paper towels now, I guess. They're buying paper towels as fast as they can get it on the shelf. Like the guys that hijacked the truck of toilet paper. What are you gonna do with 18,000 rolls of toilet paper? Put it on the internet and sell it? That was their plan, but they got caught. They actually did it. Back in Alabama or Georgia or something, they hijacked a toilet paper truck with 18,000 rolls on it and got caught. Oh, yeah. When the supply don't meet the demand, you get your price. The computer era is here, and the millenniums is just, you know, that the millennium thing comes right straight from the sheriff's department. That's what they call the people that are in the heavy into computers and the internet and stuff. You know, don't write it down with a piece of paper and pencil. Just like the other night, walked outside, I seen the weirdest thing I ever seen in the sky. Did you guys see the Edmund Musk star train?
He moves, take his head off. Put the gun on him. Get out of his head.
It showed up Thursday, I didn't see it Thursday night, I seen it Friday night.
I'm not gonna make it, sir.
And evidently he just launched 60 new satellites, so he's got 100 and some satellites up there and all in a row going across the sky. Like planes, one right behind the other. It was two side by side.
Come on, Sonny!
But optical illusion too, because they're not moving. The earth's moving under your feet, making it look like they're moving. But like I said, he's launched 60 new ones, but it looked like there was 100 a string going north, just one right behind the other. Pretty soon everything is going to operate off of them.
Stevie, don't get me wrong. But how will I get home?
You don't ask questions, you don't get no answers. But one day, and it's been 20 years now that they added 7,000 feet or 14,000 feet to the AT&T building out here. Then they come along with smart meters. They never did finish the second step. There's nobody wanted to front the bill. But I guess Musk, he's a little ahead of them. Because they were... You see them on some cars, you see them on all the boats. There's those little mushrooms about that tall and about that big around. Those are repeaters. And the plan was, once they got the smart meter in, they put one on every PG&E pole. And everything going through them mushrooms. Phone service, internet service, smart meter service, everything was going through them mushrooms, but nobody paid the bill. So now everything's gonna go satellite. It make a dummy out of a lot of people. You know, because you push one wrong button and things get all screwed up, and trying to get it straightened out. You know, and it took me 3 years to get one thing straightened out, and trying to get another one straightened out now for 5 years, and can't get no answers. A good one is, I know two guys had to file a report. You know, I was working for the one guy. So, they had somebody write up the report.
Okay, is the vault open?
And then they had to fill in their information. So, I mean, the format's identical. Just the names and addresses were different. And the figures. One guy left 10 out of the off of what the other guy's paperwork was. They both got checks. One guy got a check for $20,000, the other guy got a check for $40,000. Just because he left off 10. Computer. Walmart was there for an hour. I give them my debt card to cash out. The machine runs out of paper. Can't get the card back. Malfunction in the computer because there's no paper in it. Nobody could feed the paper in the machine. They had to find it first, but nobody knew how to thread the paper back in the machine. I was in West America when that satellite went overhead and blew up over the top of Sierra and stuff. I just cashed a check. When I'm walking out the door, the bank closed. You couldn't do nothing unless you had cash. I mean, they had the old roll, I don't know if you remember the old roll-out credit card machines. They had to dig them out. Then they had to dig the paper out, and nobody knew how to run them. And Wall was a major chaos in 15 minutes. You know, so that's technology for you. You know, I was... Last trip, I went to see some people in Wyoming. And I wanted to ride the Rockies on horseback, top the Rockies, and that's what I did. It was 30 miles from the pavement to the ranch house.
Yeah, fill it up, please.
You know, another 15, 20 miles in from there, and didn't see, I bet I seen 7 people in a week. You know, that's how I like to spend my time instead of going to the city. I'm like a cat in a cage, 3 hours, you know. And like I say, they don't, you see all these ads, they don't tell you the truth. You go to the store, they got this ad, I go get one. Well, they don't have it on the shelf when you get there. And you go to, you write out your shopping list and go to your car, you go to Santa Rosa, it's the same thing. They never got what you want. A lot of times they're sold out, you know, or they don't have it to start with. It's just false advertisement.
Take a look at the lower body part. You'll notice that its feet and legs are together.
And then I last about 3 hours, and Santa Rosa or Windsor down there, I last about 3 hours, and I got a bail. That's just too much. You ever see Bigfoot? Well, you can tell me I'm crazy, but I've seen 3 of them. And I know a couple guys seen a couple, one here a couple years ago on 128. You know? They're different, but they're big. You know? But then it gets back to the media. The Aztecs and the Mayans never built the pyramids. Well, not just one thing. I wish I could have made that seminar, but I had to work. There's no Indian guys retired.
You all right?
Yeah. 44 to headquarters. 44 to headquarters.
Come
he's
in,
on an 88. Not Austin.
What?
Headed for Tonopah.
What the hell's going on out there, Collins?
I'm creaming a car. What's
the matter?
Where the hell
you?
Are you now?
You've gone crazy. Correction. We're still after him. We haven't lost him. We're still after him. Now, come on.
Stay right where you are. We're coming to you right now.
Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
You can turn it any way you want it. Just spin around, stick a pin in it. Wherever you want. And then you get a compass out. And you go, set it up next to the pin and go 19 degrees. From that pin, you may have to go 3/4 of the way around the world, but you're going to hit another temple. And the only thing they can figure out about that,
where the hell he gets so much information,
is it's a safety device. If you're up there flying around and having motor problems or power problems, you can just put her on 19 degrees.
How long's he been at it?
And you can go to one of those temples. You know. And who built them? The people who did the brain surgery are not on the planet. Where'd they go?
But he never says anything to incriminate himself.
You know. You know, the galaxy is shaped like a waffle iron. It's long, flat, kind of rounded on both sides. And when the Earth turns just right, you're looking at the Milky Way, you're looking at the far end of the galaxy. And here we are on this end. What's on the other 90%? Nobody knows. There's all kinds of mysteries in the sky.
Friggin' faggot.
You know, we're still trying to figure out these planes. Since Travis shut down over there, they leased out part of the bases to the FDA and the DEA and the FBI and all these guys. There's been 2 unmarked planes flying here. It looked like C-5s or something. There was a blue one and a tan one. There was no marks on flying over it. The hot dog plane is the one that gets me. Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest plane I've ever seen. It's not the fuselage, it's not very big around, but the wingspan on it is way bigger than any commercial airliner. I was going home one night in this light in the sky, and I'm watching it, and it disappeared. So then I drive on past home, I see it coming again, the clouds were blocking out the light. So I pulled over to cul-de-sac and I got the glasses out and I was watching it over my head. But I've seen it in the sky in the daylight since a couple times since then. You know, and it's not a commercial airliner because it just sits up there and floats. And like I say, the fuselage is way smaller and longer and the wingspan on it's something you won't believe. Somebody, Google or somebody's up there looking at something. Could be the Chinese for all you know. That's what they thought the other night when the star lights went over. Stalin tried it, Hitler tried it, the communists tried it, you know. And if you follow Biden,
what do you think he's done?
He's another Hitler.
I don't know.
The same thing.
Well, what do you think?
You know, he refused to take Trump's drug test. Why?
Don't be ridiculous.
And then you go talk to local pharmacists. He went to school with Obama. Hitler wasn't even German. He was an Austrian with a drug problem.
Maybe kill somebody.
But if you look at junkies, you can tell by looking at their eyes.
Maybe stole that big dude
before,
of his.
Before,
maybe
I mean, the skin starts sagging on their faces. You can see it at the bottom of their eyes. And you look at Hitler, you look at a few junkies around here, you look at Obama or you look at Biden, you can see it underneath the eyes.
Transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.